What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here with another episode of the Goat Talk. I'm pleased to welcome my boys Chuck and Alan to the show this week, this episode. For me, finna get this NBA talking, play in time. Season is over, finally. Gosh,
because as
a Laker fan, forget you, bro. Hey, forget you, Alan, man. You just can't wait to troll me, bro. Can't wait to. But this dude always sending me stuff too. Like, dang, bro. I thought we was friends. He trolling me in the group chat, trolling me in my DMs. Just a troll, man. But anyway, Lakers. We're not even gonna talk about that. We already know. Huge disappointment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna get to Lakers.
Hey, can we talk about the Frank Vogel thing though?
Oh, Vogel.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all want to get into the Frank Vogel thing? Let's get into the Frank Vogel thing. I don't think
I was gonna ask a question.
Go ahead, let me hear it, man. All right, cool. So what do y'all feel like? Do y'all think that the Frank
That's
Vogel
disrespectful,
firing
disrespectful, bro? Disrespectful.
What's disrespectful?
Man, they didn't even tell him. They didn't even call him, bro. They made a report absent while he was in the locker room, bro. Like, come on.
Man.
And then he told in the freaking press interview, he said, I haven't been told shit.
Okay. I get it. So I think Lakers management really is really looking bad. That's all I can say about it, because I don't care if Frank Vogel gets fired. I don't care that he's gotten fired or whatever. Yeah. Like, you feel
That's
me?
Just the way they handled it, man.
Yeah. Like, I don't approve of the way they handled it. I also don't know. Also, I want to get this out there right now. I'm a proponent of Mark Jackson, you know, being the next head coach of the Lakers. Like, I'm all for it.
Hey, man, he's been blackballed, though, but that's
a
discussion for
like
another day.
Yeah. But that's why I'm just getting out there, because throw him back in the league. Don't make no sense.
And I really wonder who leaked it to Woj. I wonder who said,
hey, Frank Vogel firing?
Yeah.
Who
from the Lakers front office made that call, man?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think that. And who thought it was a good idea to do that?
For real.
I don't even want to talk too much about that.
Say that again. Say it again.
I didn't want to talk too much about that, but that definitely seemed like a magic type thing. No lie.
No lie.
He's been in the media a lot lately.
Damn.
Talking about Vogel. So,
I mean, you know what? You got a good point there. You know what? He says him and Genie are still close.
I don't want to put it on Magic personally, because I like Magic, you know? He only doing what he's supposed to do, his job, you know? He's Magic. He's Magic from the Lakers, you know? Star point guard. So he's supposed to take up for the Lakers, whatever.
Right.
But
right.
That's like, I don't know. He been bashing that dude all year. He never really liked him. You can't expect people to perform. That's like Westbrook. Like his first 20 games, he was doing bad. Everybody like, oh yeah, we ain't winning with this guy. You already said it. Like it was over. I'm like, yeah, you know, certain guys.
Hey, but then you also can't go 2 years in a row from being the first defense to 21st, bro.
Yeah, nah, they lost all their defense.
He did what he could with that roster. He did what he could with that roster.
Hey, but this goes back to the question I wanted to ask. Like, do you feel like they should have started or played more of these young dudes that's been like hooping lately?
Oh yeah,
lately.
Especially like, Austin Reeves. Oh my god.
But Austin Reeves was getting minutes, and we were still losing.
Yeah, but that. See,
but he also won y'all a game. On me at the buzzer, I remember. He also won y'all a game. And he got took out the next game.
I remember.
He didn't even play the next game.
Yeah, he didn't even play. That's what I'm saying. Frank, well, he had some bad rotate. Like, he didn't play THT at all. Why not? Like, for multiple games. I'm like, damn. Like, that's like.
I mean, bro.
You know what?
He wasn't
playing the white or any center, bro, at all.
I want to defend Vogel a little bit here. Not because I like Vogel, but because I feel like it's only right that I come to his defense a little bit. When you look at how the team was constructed, bro, like who didn't go at Carmelo Anthony this year? Like who didn't go at? Huh?
Everybody said they was going at Melo.
They you know said he couldn't saying? Move. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you have these old people, defensive liabilities everywhere. I just didn't see, like, the roster a bunch itself. Of old
guys.
The roster itself wasn't constructed of anybody who shoots that well. They were worse at
fast break points.
I mean.
Westbrook was supposed to make up for that. But he started turning the ball over. Every time he'd try and get into transition, he'd get hung in the air. He started doing some BS. They made him slow down his game. And that's not what Westbrook plays. He don't play half court. He play full court. He gonna go coast to coast, or he gonna kick it out for three. He gonna dump it down. He don't really play half court unless it's pick and roll. And the Lakers, they didn't really have no center for Westbrook this year. Like, he used to play with big centers. Like, he had Gafford last year. As much as people be like, Gafford, he's better than Dwight right now. Like, Dwight, whatever center the Lakers had, Gafford way better.
Okay, well, the Lakers are out of the playoffs. We can discuss another time what we think they should do next, because you know, we could talk about this all day. We really could. But let's get into some teams that actually made the playoffs. Some teams that are still relevant, because you know, by my definition, if you ain't make the playoffs or if you're not playing, you're not relevant. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta stick with that. So anyway, let's start with the Western Conference, because the East is real easy right now. We can really go all day about these. But let's start with the West. Let's look at some of these teams. So we know Phoenix Suns number one, Grizzlies number two, mm-hmm. Warriors three, mm-hmm. Mavericks four, Jazz five, Nuggets six, and then 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wolves, Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs. All right. So let's talk about the play-in, and then let's talk about possible Western Conference Finals matchups. And so with that being said, we got the Pelicans and Spurs. I think they play first. And I think who needs the two games? Help me out here. Who needs the two games to get in? Is it the Spurs? Right. Okay, right. The Spurs need the two games to get in. They're going to be playing in New Orleans?
Well, actually, New Orleans needs two games as well. They're the ninth seed.
Oh, okay.
Spurs will need, two games, yeah. So both will need two games. Yeah.
Right, because the winner of this game will play the loser of the 7-8 game. Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's walk through the scenario. Spurs play the Pelicans. Who do you think wins that game?
The Spurs.
Really? I got the Pelicans. I'm going to go with the Pelicans, bro. That's just me.
I'm going to go with the Pels, too, because they got a little playoff experience on that team now.
Okay.
And CJ McCollum.
Yeah. I think the Spurs.
I just got the Spurs because the coach popped. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's true.
That's true.
I think that's respect. Hey, both those teams is respectable, to be honest. Right now, they've been hot lately.
Yeah, no, I'll give them their respect. I think it's going to be a good game. A really good game. So, what do you think about Clippers Timberwolves? Who do you think has the advantage in that matchup?
Clippers.
Like, why are y'all so quick to go to the Clippers side? Like,
Doc Rivers, and now they got PG back, Reggie. It's starting to come together. Robert Covington,
Doc Rivers. I thought he was in Philadelphia.
I mean, I was that Tyronn Lue.
A good coach.
I keep saying that.
I know, I get it, bro.
Hey, I'm stuck on him on the Clippers, bro.
Hey, because he was with the Clippers. Lue. I don't know. He fit with the Clippers, like, you know, like
it was like about... that was like the team for him.
But anyway,
Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue. He did his shit with that. Oh, he did his stuff with that team.
It's okay. You can curse, bro. You can curse, bro. It's okay.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. But we gotta go mainstream eventually, so you can't, you know.
Facts. Big facts. Oh, okay. So that's why you guys are picking the Clippers, because of the coach. Okay. No, I didn't think the Clippers were more talented than the Timberwolves, and I know it's not always about the talent, but you're right. Tyronn Lue.
I feel like they are more talented. We can go.
Tyronn Lue is freaking, oh my God.
Yeah, I think you got a good point there, that Tyronn Lue deal, man.
I ain't gonna lie. At first, I thought LeBron was doing all the play calls.
I did too. I was one of those.
But man, that Tyronn Lue can coach, man.
But you know what though, and now I realize why it works so well in Cleveland, because he actually can coach, and guys can get behind him, and he knows basketball. Like, bro,
knows basketball.
And I think LeBron actually, in a lot of ways, we didn't really notice.
And he's really good at doing adjustments, like, on the fly.
And I think that's why LeBron really respected him, and we really didn't see, Yeah. Like, we really didn't see or hear him talk about Tyronn Lue and how much he, you know, really affected the game for them. So it's like, we really didn't know. We really didn't. And he was fresh on the scene. Like, how much did we know about Tyronn Lue before he was the head coach in Cleveland?
If I'm not mistaken, he got stepped over by AI. That's all I knew.
The AI step over.
Oh, yeah.
That was his first coaching job, correct?
I believe so. And I didn't think he was going to do that well. I didn't. I really didn't. I was like, who is this dude coming out of nowhere? Tyronn Lue. Like, what? Who's this dude?
Tyronn Lue. Nobody remembers that guy.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of coaches, well, I'll get into coaches, maybe possible coaches of the year later. But so you guys got the Clippers. So that's two out of three there, right? You guys, I would pick the Timberwolves, but that's two out of three there. So let's say the Clippers win this game and the Timberwolves lose. And then let's say the Pelicans win against the Spurs. It'd be Pelicans versus Timberwolves for that eighth that game.
Timberwolves.
I can see where you're coming from.
Head dropping 30. Averaging 30.
What if Brandon Ingram drops 30, though?
No.
You don't think he could drop 30?
He could, but he's inconsistent.
Okay. I just want to know because I don't want to.
He could, but he's inconsistent.
I'm done sleeping on teams, bro. And when I say that, I mean like the Grizzlies. We talked about the play-in. Let's jump into this Western Conference Finals because that's where I think the Grizzlies are going to end up.
Stop it.
No, I'm not going to stop it.
The Grizzlies ain't beating the Warriors the second round.
Oh, my goodness. Why? Because I believe that the Grizzlies have the size and the speed, the athleticism to get at the Warriors and really make them run. Not just run, but make them work on offense, too. I get it. Curry's unstoppable. You know, Curry, the only way Curry is going to have a bad game is if he has a bad game himself. You're not really
I feel like we're going a little too fast. What about the first round now? Now we got to do the first.
First round?
Because, they're going to be playing the Clippers first.
Who? You think they're not getting past Memphis?
It's going to be a war.
I'm not saying Memphis is going to get took out in the first round. I'm not saying it yet, but
it's going to be a war. It's going to be a series.
You see, they took the Suns to six games without no Kawhi last year on the fly. They just so happened to lose Kawhi. They took the Suns six games. And now they have a better constructed squad. So I'm just saying.
They also have a competent center, man.
Zubac, he does what he's supposed to do.
We should have never let him go, bro.
I want the bench. I forgot his name, but the guy off the Clippers bench, the center, he is good.
Harvin Stein.
They got a stud coming off the bench. His name is Amir Coffey. He just dropped 33 and 13 two days ago.
Well, you know what? I believe in the continuity of the Grizzlies and how well they've been playing. You don't go 21-3 or 20-3 or whatever. You don't win that many games without your best player for a reason. And the Clippers have been playing without their best player all year long, straight up. I give it to the Clippers. I give it to Tyronn Lue. But you're still in the play-in tournament. The Grizzlies are the number two seed. There's a reason for that. They had their superstar. They lost their superstar, and they still kept it rolling. So that's why I'm riding with the Grizzlies. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, why are we just skipping to the Western Conference Finals? Because honestly, this is how I see it.
You know what the Grizzlies remind me of?
Damn, bro, can I finish?
When the Jazz were thirsty, man.
you got me fucked up. Go ahead, bro. I'll go after you. Go ahead.
The Grizzlies remind me of that year when the Jazz were the first seed.
Bro, don't do that.
Tell them who beat them.
Don't do that. Tell them. Because
and then they lost the second round, man. Bro. And they were first seed.
But you know what? Okay, I hear you. But let's look at every other team in this conference, okay? So Suns and Warriors. Let's just throw them out. Okay, I'm gonna leave them on the side, right? Oh Lord,
Warriors.
Oh Lord, six. Bro, I'm gonna leave them on the side, okay? Right, Mavericks. The Grizzlies not better than the Mavericks? Outside of Luka, tell me who else is giving you production.
Oh, yeah, the Grizzlies are
better. Dinwiddie.
Or the Mavs.
That's basically it.
That's it, though. Okay, right? They're going to beat them. The Jazz, outside of Spider, outside of Donovan, who is producing on offense for Bogey. You guys?
Bogey. Put respect on him.
Okay.
He's been cooking. Bogey.
Okay.
Right. Rudy Gobert, you can expect 15.
I can't believe you just said that, bro. I can't believe you.
Let me finish. As much as we don't like Rudy, I know it's boring. You can expect at least 12 and 12 from the guy.
Here's the thing. If Rudy had some, just even a little bit of some kind of like offensive repertoire, I lay off of bro.
Dunks. I mean,
My thing is this. My thing is exactly. You are useless on offense. I cannot give you the ball. Like I'm scared to hand it off to you because you might turn it over. Like I'm be like, hey bro, here, because I need it back.
How can I forget about Jordan Clarkson? Come on.
I like Jordan Clarkson. But okay, you just named a couple of dudes and Rudy Gobert don't count, bro. I'm sorry. He does.
The Jazz also have issues, man. Didn't they recently blow a 20?
Yes, they did. To the Suns. Yeah.
Because and think about it, bro. The Jazz are a little bit older. Like we don't talk about it, bro. They Gobert.
Ingles is out for the season, right?
And I was finna say Ingles, I don't think he's been playing.
He's out.
Yeah, I miss Ingles, bro. Ever since Ingles got hurt, they've been going down. I think
he tore his ACL or something.
Yeah, he's done for the season. But that's what I'm saying. Ingles, he could get the ball to Gobert. That was Gobert pick and roll partner, not the Donovan Mitchell combo.
Donovan doesn't like them.
And I really believe that's the case. I believe he don't like it. Ever since that COVID thing, he ain't never liked Rudy Gobert. That's one. Two, I don't think he liked Rudy Gobert because his offensive game is so limited. If Donovan Mitchell had somebody, and I'm not saying like he needs a Joel Embiid, but if he has somebody he can even do the pick and pop with on a regular basis, their offense would be way more lethal. Their offense is boring and watered down because it's only Donovan. And once he comes out of the game, who do you have? Like, yeah, Jordan Clarkson, but he's not Donovan. And on top of that, bro, you don't have any other reliable scorers. What's a good combo? Like the Suns, man. Like you can rely on Aiden to give you something on offense, bro. He's gonna give you something, bro.
Everybody on the Suns could score though.
Yeah, so I'm just, bro. I'm talking about Aiden and Booker though, or Aiden and CP3. Like they have a center that can give you something on offense. And
if Mike Conley could step up his game for once, I know he's getting a little older, a lot older.
Yeah, don't expect that. Yeah, don't expect that to happen. So listen, my point is the Grizzlies are better than the Jazz overall. And I think the Grizzlies will run the Jazz out of the gym. I really do. Because Rudy Gobert, for all of his defensive prowess, he gets had in the playoffs. They get him in the playoffs.
I still say Jaren Jackson the better defender right now.
Bro, Jaren Jackson Jr., we don't even talk about him, bro.
We don't even talk about him. He's strapping.
He's a big, lengthy dude. He can get to the basket too, bro. People don't talk about he's a two-way player.
Yeah, two-way. Yeah, definitely. The definition two-way.
And he got a low-key strap. Nobody know about that.
No, not a low-key. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why he's not in the combo. I keep seeing all these defensive player of the years. This man, like, he leads the league in blocks. The fuck?
But anyway. Yeah, let me. My bad. I got into.
Oh damn! I said.
No, it's okay.
Next episode.
So the Grizzlies are better than all these teams, definitively, except the Suns and the Warriors, definitively to me. And the Nuggets. See, the thing with the Nuggets is every year it's the same old thing with me, like with them. It's Jokic and nobody else, and they get bounced in the second round, and it'd be a tough little series, 6-7 games. They get bounced.
Didn't they get bounced in the first last year?
No, I think it was second round. Oh, yeah. Because they have a second round team. They have a second round team.
Yeah, to the second
round. That's what it is.
I mean, the team that they lost to won, made it to the finals. So, I mean, can't really be mad at that.
But they are a second round team. Like, it's been consistently the same thing. Second round exit, second round exit, second round exit.
They're going to be first round this year.
Like, who they play?
The Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going out in the first.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr too smart. He ain't letting Jokic do that.
But you know what?
If I was Steve Kerr, I'd put Draymond and Kevin and Looney on him. Or just Draymond, too.
Hey, isn't the Denver head coach, isn't it still Mike Malone?
Yeah, he's nice, too. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm glad that y'all brought up the whole first round thing, bro. Because the number of the Nuggets could get the Warriors in the first round. Now y'all got too much faith in them, bro. What? Y'all got too much faith in them.
I mean, we got too much faith in a team that won two rings opposed to a team that ain't never been.
His ankles?
Three rings.
Don't use that, okay? He ain't really hurt. It's them ankles. I told you already. That's why Seth Curry wasn't playing. It's the ankles.
Okay, but check this out. It's true or false.
Drink some more milk over there.
True or false? True or false? Klay Thompson been on and off this year. True or false?
Yeah, but
hey, but right now is he on or off?
And that's crazy because he picks these moments to turn off though.
It's playoff time, bro. You forgot, bro. This man took how many dribbles? People forget. How many dribbles?
11.
That's it. 11.
60.
Come on, man. 60.
Come on, man.
And he could have went for more.
Him out the fourth quarter, man.
Come on, man. That was in the playoffs. That ain't just like, no, you know?
I will give you guys the Warriors against the Nuggets. I will. But not against the Grizzlies. Not against that size, that length, that athleticism. I'm not giving you that, bro. No way. No, not with Draymond Green, who also is he's not a threat on offense. He's a little undersized.
He's getting his three ball back.
Okay, but he's still a little undersized. And Jaren Jackson, I think, will have his way with Draymond. I'm sorry. I really do.
Draymond,
hey, you disrespected Draymond, man. Draymond can really play some defense.
You disrespected him with that wingspan.
I'm not. Hold on. I wasn't clear. I think Jaren Jackson Jr. is gonna have his way with Draymond overall. Boards, defense, offense. I'm talking about overall. And I'm saying that because it's not just him. It's Steven Adams too, and with Draymond being really the only guy that can grab boards for them.
Kevon Looney?
He starts, right? He doesn't start? Okay. So my bad. I forgot about him. I really did. I really did, bro.
He started every game this year.
Hey, my bad, bro.
And he played every game.
But I still think that the Grizzlies backcourt. That's the backcourt? The big dudes?
No, okay, that's the front court.
That's the front court, right? Yeah, front court. I think the Grizzlies.
I didn't know what you were trying to get at.
Trying to remember, like, damn, was it front court, right? Front court, yeah.
The big dudes is front court.
Yeah, I think the Grizzlies front court guys have enough size to have the size advantage.
Better bench?
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Actually,
no, it's I think it's a little more even than what I'm gonna give the notch to the Warriors, but I think it's a little more even than what Allen is like kind of alluding to because Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, like, bro, what? You ain't know I'm just sleeping my Desmond Bane, I'm just sleeping my guys now.
All right, who's backcourt is better?
All right.
You can't do backcourt, bro. I love Ja and I love Desmond Bane, bro. You can't do that to them, bro. Heck nah. They can't. They might keep up though. I ain't gonna Desmond.
I mean, Ja for sure.
Desmond Bane can shoot that thing, bro. He can get hot like Clay. He can shoot it, bro. He really can.
And the thing about it is, I also think like this team is younger. I think they're gonna get in Clay. I think they're gonna get after Clay.
Hey,
if that's
I was saying Dylan Brooks at Clay. I ain't gonna lie, or Curry, bro. Dylan Brooks a guy. He a two way too. He gonna guard you full court.
And right, and Allen and Michael was trying to get on me about Dylan Brooks earlier. Like, bro, no.
Oh, that was you, Allen?
Yeah. Get him.
Yeah.
Man, come on, bro. What's wrong with Dylan?
Nothing.
Yeah, he was one of the best wing defenders before he got hurt. And then when he came back, he picked it right back where you left off.
Right. Yeah, get him, bro. Yeah, get him.
Come on, my boy, two-way.
Yeah. Get him.
Okay, so we got the Warriors in six. All right, great.
No, he don't.
I still got the Warriors. I got the Warriors in seven.
So we automatically think that the Suns are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Who would they play?
So they would play. I mean, either one of these four teams. I mean, they're better than the Clippers, Pelicans. They better than everybody. I think they better than everybody.
They won't play the Warriors until the Western Conference Finals. If the Warriors.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you
threw that. Hey, the Clippers. Hey, if they play the Clippers again, I'd like to see that.
You know what?
Because that's the only other team. As much as Suns hate the Bucks and they want to make it back, because they on the revenge season right now. As much as they hate them right now, the Clippers do not like that they bounced them out either. So, and Tyronn Lue don't get bounced twice. Not easy.
Oh, okay.
Now he got bounced twice already.
But
PG and Kawhi. So
these are gonna be really compelling, bro. Because
Kawhi coming back,
bro. If the Clippers see Golden State, I think Kawhi might come back for that.
Hey, if he come back, bro, I don't know what to tell the league. They was talking about all these projections and all that. I don't know.
I don't think the Clippers.
Now, I don't care what nobody say. They forgot what that boy Kawhi did to Giannis, bro. He was guarding him damn near one-on-one. Like, Giannis might have got a little big. He might got a little more package now, but they might have forgot, bro.
Yeah, well, shoot. Kawhi need to step his old ass back on the court.
Yeah, hey, he ain't. Yeah, that boy.
His knees, bro.
His knees is bad. He got old man knees. Shoot.
Yeah, he got old man knees.
Need some milk too.
Yeah, old.
What's up with you? He's a basketball player. Don't drink no milk some more. LeBron drinks some milk.
Shoot. But, okay, 30 years old. I guess he's not that old.
Now, Kawhi not. That's what I'm saying. The Clippers next year
Next year.
I'm talking about like this year. They're exceeding expectations. They were supposed to make
Clippers have exceeded expectations.
Yeah, but, like they wasn't supposed to make no playoffs. We talking about now they got PG back. They start getting people back. People gonna be like, oh shoot, you wasn't game planning for PG. You was game planning for Reggie Jackson. Come on, bro. Like who else? Zubac. Who else was you game planning for? Now you got Robert Covington, Norman Powell, Paul George, Reggie Jackson.
My question.
Throw anybody out there.
My question now is we look at the play-in teams: Timberwolves, Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs. I think we can come to an agreement about the. I will bite on the Clippers. I will bite on the Clippers making the playoffs, like the actual playoffs. I'll bite. I will bite on the Timberwolves. I will bite on that too. So let's say both these teams make it at 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the Suns will be playing the Clippers in the first round.
Oh,
and
Grizzlies
will be playing Timberwolves. Okay. I think the Suns win in six, though. I think the Suns win in six. Grizzlies win in six against the Timberwolves.
Hey, them two going at it, that'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Timberwolves and Grizzlies, grit and grind teams like that. They want to talk, they talk.
Especially Pat Bev.
Yeah, they want to talk they mess. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
They gonna be talking.
Hey, that might go seven games.
Yeah, they gonna be talking. Anthony Edwards his favorite line is call that timeout. Call it. Call the timeout. He be telling the coach call the timeout.
Call that timeout because we. Hey, what? Yeah. Hey, that actually, you know, bro, Anthony Edwards, dude. I just gotta say this.
He got that swag to him.
You can tell he grew up in the hood because
that timeout. We
high. That's 2K. When you going on a run and you like, yeah, call that timeout. As you know, we own. Call that. Just go
dish. Hey, the coach would really be calling it too. Like,
hey, what? Dude? Hey, yeah. After that, you make that three, the crowd go, oh me, yeah
they be like, dude. They be like, hell no,
yeah, we gotta calm this down right here. Nah. You go back to the bench, you like, I'm about to come back in the game and still work. Don't think the timeout saved you.
What? What about the East?
Him and John Moran on the same team.
Yes.
Hey, y'all better watch out. That'd be crazy.
Now, the Eastern Conference. Well, Eastern Conference. You know how we were just saying that like Grizzlies and Timberwolves would be really good. Clippers and Suns would be really good. Stuff like that. Like it's the same thing. The same thing in the East, bro. We got the same drama, the same tension, the same beef.
The Bucks played the Suns again. The Bucks are winning again.
I got the Suns figuring it out.
I don't think they have an answer for Giannis.
They still don't. I was just about to say that. They still don't. They did not solve the Giannis problem. And DeAndre Ayton is not the answer.
Why do y'all think that is? Bro, he was going one-on-one.
He was going one-on-one with DeAndre Ayton.
And gave him 50.
And he was cooking him.
I remember this. But this was also, wasn't that Ayton's second season in the league?
Third year. He's supposed to get extended this summer.
But he did.
Okay, but wait. The year that he was drafted, he was hurt a lot, so he didn't play a lot of games.
It was the second year he got caught in that scandal. He took like a pill or something. Like he got caught. He was suspended 20 games or something like that. The first 20 games, he was suspended. So it seemed like he didn't play a lot, but. Then the second year, he had that suspension. He came back a little slimmer because he used to be heavy.
He was taking them pads, bro.
Yeah, he used to be heavy. Like, CJ. Okay. Like, if you look at him in college, he was big. Like,
so they probably told him, hey, take this hit.
Yeah, they were probably like, yeah, you know, like, take this pill. Like, and then he ended up getting caught up with it. Like,
okay.
He got suspended 20
games. They probably even told him, if you get caught, you probably won't even get suspended a lot, you know?
Yeah, he didn't get suspended for the whole season. That's pretty lengthy, though, 20 games.
Okay, well, listen, I'm not going to defend Ayton against Giannis. Like, I know Ayton. I know Giannis is the dog. I know Ayton is not.
Hey, but what they did do, though, I'm not going to lie, the Suns, JaVale McGee, he might not have the size, but he got the length, though. He might be the X factor.
JaVale, so many foul calls, man.
Yeah, I know.
I think JaVale is actually I'm going to piggyback off that. Well, geez, I think JaVale is actually a bigger X factor than people give him credit for. And the fact what Allen said too, Allen like, bro, he is hitting his free throws. Like you couldn't rely on JaVale to hit his free throws. And, oh my God, you cannot rely on that man to do that, bro. You couldn't.
But
rely
then
on
he still does really those. Even... Sometimes he has those games where he does some dumb ass fouls.
Yes, but he has had like ever since he won the ring, like he has been a lot better. Like he's been, he was good with us too.
Yeah, he got three rings. Respect on that man.
He got three.
Yeah,
Warriors, right? Warriors, Lakers.
And he got two Warriors, one Lakers.
He won two with the Warriors? I thought he only won one.
He was on the with KD and them.
What?
I know. Hey, he might. Hey, what's his numbers? He Hall of Fame center or what?
they were saying a first take that Shaq had won.
Not first ballot.
Four rings in 7 years, and that JaVale could win four rings in 6 years.
Wait, what?
They were saying on first take that Shaq had won four rings in 7 years, and that JaVale has the possibility of winning four in 6 years.
But he don't even start though.
He's not Shaq though. I don't care. Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't. You. He can have 8 rings. He's not.
JaVale McGee.
I'm picking Shaq up still. Like, I'd rather take the
fall. What's a JaVale McGee? Anyway, all right. Eastern Conference. My bad. Let's start with the play-in. Let's start with the Hornets versus Hawks.
The Nets are blowing the fuck out
the Cavs. Don't do that. Let's start with the Cavs.
Hornets and Hawks.
I don't know. I don't know about that though.
Is
Jared Allen playing? If Jared Allen playing and they just got Rondo back, I don't know about that.
The Hawks?
I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Knicks.
Okay, well.
Because the Cleveland Nets have no insight yet.
I'll ask you about the Hawks and Hornets.
I thought.
He brought up the Nets. He brought up the Nets. I told him, bro, Hawks and Hornets first.
Okay. I got the Hornets.
The winner of that game plays the loser of the Cavs and Nets game.
But we got to talk about the
Hornets.
We're going to talk about them. We can talk about everybody.
I got the Hornets, though, bro. I want them to win.
Yeah, I got the Hornets.
I mean, I ain't going. Okay, listen. I'm mad because we are going to agree. Because at first I had the Hawks, and then I thought about it. I really had to think about it. And it's like, even though both these teams are really low-key, even it's just something, I don't know, something about the Hornets that's a little different this year. I'm a rock with it.
You know what's different about them? Harrell's the difference, man.
Who?
Montrezl Harrell. They got the energy now.
Really? That's what you think is the difference?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that.
Harrell.
Hmm.
Oh, and they have IT.
I thought they've been at the energy. They got the little announcer and all that.
Right.
They have Isaiah Thomas, too.
Isaiah Thomas, come on.
What? Hello?
He said what?
The Celtics. In the playoffs?
Ain't no cap, me? CMJ? Huh. Y'all would have kept Isaiah Thomas. Y'all might have been in playoffs.
All right, bro. I don't want to hear about none of that because at the time,
don't put no smut on my boy's name.
I'm not putting no smut on his name. I just want y'all to hear what I gotta say. Like at the time, he was at the time,
19 to 21 minutes with y'all. He got cut.
Sheesh.
I don't know, man. Maybe he's. I don't know. I don't know about that, bro. I like Isaiah Thomas. I just thought that at the time when he was on our team, he was coming back from that hip surgery, right, or hip something. Like wasn't
that like 3 years ago? People keep talking about that.
But I'm just saying at that time.
I'm
just saying, bro. I don't think he was that consistent with us. And on top of that, he's definitely a defensive liability. You feel me? So you can't.
I'm not gonna sit there and say he can sit down in the chair.
Isaiah Thomas is a bucket, bro.
Yeah, he a bucket. You need scoring. Like, hey, do you want me to score? Or do you want me?
We will never forget what he did for the Celtics after his sister died. We will never forget that game, bro. Never, I'll never forget that.
I'm telling everybody, I'm like, I would never forget that. I'm like, that boy, he put it all out there.
He was hitting shots. I'm like, bro, you really hitting this, bro? Like it's
already. He took over his body.
It's set in stone. Like this is gonna happen already.
Yeah, he was like, I'm hitting this. I'm winning.
Yes, I feel you guys on the Hornets. I like the Hornets to win against the Hawks too. The Cavs, Nets.
Even though I'm not gonna lie, it's a highly low chance that they win. I'm not gonna even lie, and I'm gonna tell you why. Off simple facts, that boy Trae Young in playoffs. I didn't see him last year. Once again,
yeah, talking about
players that could turn up the game, and you know. Him and John Collins. John Collins been sitting.
So why are the Hawks in the play-in tournament? Like, did somebody get hurt? Did somebody like
talk to
John Collins? I just said John Collins been sitting.
So that's my thing. Like, and
their defense also been trash, man.
And I picked the Hawks because of Trae Young, like how you said. But then I thought about it. And I'm like, the Hornets team overall, they've been playing better than the Hawks. Like, especially after the All-Star break, I'm gonna rock with the Hawks. I mean the Hornets. And LaMelo and Bridges and they got somebody else. I forget his name.
Rozier.
The Rozier. I was going to say the point guard.
Kelly Oubre.
Shooting guard.
He playing shooting guard?
Yeah, LaMelo the point.
Damn.
Kelly Oubre.
I know it looked like size.
He's when you a shooting guard, you play the position. Like, yeah, I get that.
Kelly Oubre.
Okay, bro. Kelly Oubre.
Hey, he loves some Oubre. Hey, like, everybody loves Oubre. I'll be seeing a little
fool, man. So let's say in this world, the Nets get the 7th seed, and the Hornets get the 8th seed.
I pray the Nets get the 7th seed, bro. I don't want Miami to whip their ass that fast. In the second round. Let's talk about it.
Okay, let me go first, Alan, and I'm gonna let you go, bro. If the Nets have to play the Celtics, it is my belief, we talked about this earlier, it's my belief that the Celtics will beat the Nets in 6 or 7 games. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I think it's gonna be 7 games. And that's without the Time Lord. But if
who's actually going to come back in that series?
I hope.
He already back ramping up.
All right, I hope, because if that's the case, I got the Celtics beating the Nets. They're his first round exit for the Nets, like I said. Hello. But anyway, if they have to play the Heat, I think they can beat the Heat. I think they can beat the Heat, bro. I think they can beat the Heat. And I'm sorry, the Heat don't have no true superstar. They don't got no KD. They don't got no Kyrie. You know, and Tyler Hero, he been doing his thing, but he got a JB. They got a what?
We got a JB.
Yeah, bro. What's He good, bro. Sometimes he just don't show up when it matters most, and KD shows up every game.
Kyrie don't play defense.
That's true.
You don't got to when you got KD, bro.
And he gonna have Kyle Lowry on him. So, what? He won a ring already. So, he got the same accolades as Kyrie, technically. They got the same ring. Except Kyle Lowry won the Nolan Finals.
You're telling me that Kyrie is not giving it. Kyle Lowry buckets?
Bro, Kyle Lowry.
Kyrie's not giving Kyle Lowry buckets?
He's not giving Kyle Lowry buckets, bro.
Oh, my.
Kyle Lowry is known as a perennial defender. He's not known as a scorer.
Kyle Lowry is known to be a dog.
He's not known as no scorer. He sit down in the chair, bro. He take charges, everything.
He can't hold a candle to Kyrie. And it wouldn't even be close. Like, Kyrie dropped 50 on Kyle Lowry. He will drop 50 points on Kyle Lowry if they win 1-on-1. Like, right, that's not even a debate. I'm sorry. Like, Kyle, I like you, bro, but Kyrie Irving, bro, Kyrie is making dudes who look 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", look foolish. What you think he's going to do to you? I'm sorry. Ain't no. Like I said, the way that the Heat beat the Nets is KD going to get his. That don't even matter. Jimmy, you need to hit your shots. Tyler, you need to hit your shots. And y'all got to throw different bodies at Kyrie. Y'all just have to throw and slow him down.
What about Victor?
Oh, man.
I like Victor, bro. Don't say, oh, man, because Victor is nice, bro.
Okay, Victor is nice, but he's not holding Kyrie.
That's why I said throw different bodies. But
y'all saying he's not holding Kyrie. Kyrie can't. That's two players I just named. Like.
What do you mean? I'm saying
now we talking about scoring, right? You talking about holding them.
Patty Mills.
Like, Kyrie be shooting.
Off the bench.
Kyrie, if you've been watching Kyrie's latest games, actually, since he's been able to get scouted.
Kyrie sucks. Kyrie ain't been playing that well.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing that good. So, Kyrie this, Kyrie that. Where's Kyrie been in the last few playoffs?
Let's talk about that.
Kyrie doesn't get injured last season, they beat the Bucks.
That's a nice point. That's a nice point to make.
Same thing with James Harden. They was both hurt.
Yeah.
But here's my thing though. The Nets, first their playoff experience between Kyrie and KD alone. Like that goes without saying, and I'm using y'all argument against you now because their championship DNA or experience, like the Heat, they went to the
right,
finals
with the Steve Nash coach, right,
bro?
Right.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that, bro.
We got Eric Spoelstra.
100%.
Yeah, come on now. Let's talk about it once again.
Why did the Heat need to go on like little recess breaks and stuff to get themselves together and shit, having little spats
to get ourselves together. So why aren't the Lakers number one?
Oh shit!
Like, come on, that don't make no sense.
Wait, what you?
Y'all have to get yourselves together. So I mean, why aren't y'all number one? Talk about it. Y'all want to use all these different facts. We're number one seed for a reason. We beat the top team. We're not the Chicago Bulls. It's not like we was cooking. And then every time we face the top seed, we lose.
Hey, so Alex.
We beat the top seeds, and the low seeds was beating us. I was confused. Like, season win. I watched my team, you know?
Hey, Alan. Was the Nets a top two seed before KD went down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure because because hey, if Katie,
hold on, you want to call Allen, right? Hey, Allen, how many games were played before Katie got hurt? You don't even know, huh? That's what I'm saying. Everybody went, oh, he got hurt, then he dropped. Okay, so what? Like, because he's a team. Like, they have James Harden, right? Did they have James Harden?
James Harden was playing so ass.
James Harden is not KD. That's one. Two.
Bro, he's an MVP candidate just the same as KD was. Wow. Like, am I not lying?
Whoa.
MVP winner.
Bro, you bringing up some old stuff like that. Like, that's like years ago. Like, real talk, bro. We talking about, literally, James Harden ain't been the same in, like, a year and a half.
He just left Houston. I know it seemed like a long time ago because it's the second team in 2 years, but he just left Houston. Like, I'm confused.
He also hasn't been playing good with the 76ers.
Yeah, like, he left from last year. He couldn't even stay a full year, technically, because they didn't play a full year last year.
I think he's on his decline already.
Okay, so let's bring it all back to the Nets versus the Heat, and why, Allen? Who do you got, bro? Who you got?
The Nets are not playing the Heat, though.
But I'm saying if they were to play the Heat,
you're playing the Celtics.
Yeah, he fixed that. He know.
Bro. So okay, all
and
right,
then they play the Heat,
bro. They need a warm up, bro. And I don't even think they can beat the Celtics.
I don't think the Heat that good, bro. It's times like this when it's either the superstars or the team itself. It's gonna be one or the other that is the difference, bro. And if the team
we were just in the finals 2 years ago. Just and in the being disrespected like this. That's crazy. I'm just saying. You know, it's crazy. We back to the number one seed. Like,
I just don't believe like that. I don't believe in players. And I'm not dissing none of these dudes, bro. But none of them dudes have shown me they show up when it matters most. Like, nobody. I'm sorry, nobody, bro. Not even Jimmy. Like when them two dudes with Dragic and Adebayo went down in the finals, Jimmy had two bad games when they was down. Like, you supposed to step it up, bro. You supposed to play better when your other dude. You're not supposed to be bad. And it's not just one; it's two.
He put up a 40 point triple double,
and the nigga was gassed.
I remember that.
Like, come on, like everybody's seen it. Like, come on, now. He gave it all to that game.
He's not LeBron. I'm just saying,
and then y'all won the next two. It was 2-2 at that point. I get what you said. Oh, yeah, two bad games. Yeah, hey, it was
gas. Tyler Hero also showed up.
Tyler, if we had the Tyler Hero right now, that wouldn't have went down like that.
Yeah, 36. The first game he started, he had 36.
I'm just saying, we're going to see how it play out.
The Heat should make quick work of the Hornets. The Hornets might get one game, maybe. They should make quick work of the Hornets in the first round. Okay. And then we can debate Celtics Nets. I'm going Celtics in seven. Celtics in seven, bro.
I got Nets in six. It's gonna be like all the other years in the playoffs.
I get it, bro. KD is quote unquote better than Jason Tatum, but I think Jason gonna step it up and get out, bro. I'm telling you, he's gonna give it bucket for bucket.
Man. Celtics ain't playing with nobody this year, bro. All that like thinking that they little, bro. They got two superstars. They not playing with nobody this year.
I don't know about two superstars. JB
and JT? No.
I don't think they have locker room issues. I don't think the locker room issues are as bad as like it seems. I really don't.
What locker room issues?
You don't play that well if you have locker room issues. Like the Lakers have locker room issues, clearly. So and JB is is blossoming to stardom, but I don't think he's superstar, bro.
What is your definition of a superstar? Let me ask you that.
has JT been great for? And he's only been in the league like 4 or 5 years. So
how old is Jason Tatum? Like 21?
20?
No and way. He's 21. He's been 21 for like 4 years.
No way.
Man. Oh no, he's 24.
21. That boy 23, 24.
Yeah, he's 24.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm like, he's getting older now.
Like, he only 21. That was the meme going around. I'm like, man, that boy been 21 for like 3 years, man.
Basically, listen, what I'm saying about Tatum is blossoming into superstar. I'm like, he's on the cusp. He's to me, he's right there on the doorstep. Let me ask you this question. All right.
What's the difference between JT and JB? If you look at the numbers.
Well, what do the numbers say?
Let me see. The height. The complete package.
I mean, yeah, that there's that too, but you know what?
Tatum got a better package than JB.
Offensively, but I think defensively, Brown is the better defender.
It's not even close.
Let me tell both of y'all something.
Hey. And I'm looking at PER usage rate right here, points per game. So go ahead.
Let me tell you.
But Jason Tatum could have a bigger ceiling defensively than Jalen Brown, though.
I think Jalen Brown's ceiling is actually higher than Jason Tatum's.
I was about to say, like, literally, if you look at the games, like, JT, he defers to JB in late in games, if you really look at the games. And what I'm telling you off the simple fact why, JT, he can create separation. I like the step back three. It hasn't been falling though. JB, he gets to the butt. He gonna get right to the bucket. You're not stopping him, or you're gonna foul him. He's too strong. He's too athletic. Or he can hit the step back three. He got that in his package now. You know, he might have a simpler package, but he's stronger. Like he knows his strengths and he knows his weaknesses. You know,
I just want
to
say
starting to play to more. Like, you know, like a more offensive, defensive game now. He's the perfect two-way. I like JB on any team. Like, shoot. I know this is last of his contract this year. I like him on any team. They better re-sign that boy. JT, he ain't going to put up nearly as much numbers without JB there.
Okay. First things first, I've been saying this ever since Jaylen Brown got into the league. Jaylen Brown is one of those players who is supposed to have his own team. He's supposed to be that dude somewhere. And he never was here. Like, there was Kyrie, there was Tatum, there was – Jaylen Brown has that kind of ceiling to me. Like, Jaylen Brown to me is a better Victor Oladipo. Victor Oladipo, if he would have never got hurt, Oladipo would be so cold. To me, he'd be so cold, right? He'd be a top 5 point guard. I mean, shooting guard right now. So, Jaylen
Brown. He was before he got hurt, too.
He was, but I think Jaylen Brown's a little bigger, a little stronger, a little more durable than Oladipo, and he is a two-way wing, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And I didn't watch a lot of Celtics games. Like, you talking about how he defers to Brown?
late
in games. But I'm looking at the numbers here, and I don't think that Jaylen Brown should leave, but I also think that if they have a disappointing playoff run, I think he is going to leave. Because I know –
because they're going to lose the second round? Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
No, bro. They're not losing in the first or second round. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals, bro.
Who, the Celtics?
Yeah.
Damn, no.
Bro, that's so much disrespect to my team.
What you mean, bro?
No, because they will have to play the Bucks second round.
Yeah, we would have to. Yeah, we would have to play.
And they're not beating the Bucks.
Philly, if they win.
The only team that could beat the Bucks is the Nets.
No, the only team that could beat the Bucks is us. I don't care what nobody say. Nets ain't beating the Bucks this year.
Who do y'all got in the Eastern Conference Finals?
The Nets.
But against who? Nah, give me two teams. Come on, y'all I'm looking at the same thing y'all looking at.
Who's on the other side?
We ain't doing that no more. Hell no, we ain't doing that.
Eastern Conference probably gonna be the same Sixers against the Nets.
Oh my god.
You hear this guy? That don't say, come on, bro.
That don't even make sense. Heat.
Come on, CMJ. Come on, bro.
Bro, I got the Celtics and the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, bro.
No, but, bro, they will have to play in the second round.
Nah, because
the Bucks, yes, they are, because they're the fourth seed.
Yeah.
Who the fourth seed?
The Bucks.
The Bucks are the third seed. They're the three seed.
I thought Philly was three seed.
Nah, bro, Philly four.
Bro, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so we will have to play them in the second round, huh? No?
Bro, y'all confusing me, bro. Hold on.
Bro, you smoking crack, bro.
Hold on, let me look.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hold on, bro. I thought these two teams.
Okay, so let's say Miami versus Hornets first round, Boston versus Nets, the Saturday. Milwaukee would have to beat the Bulls, which they will. Sixers would beat the Raptors. So we got what, one versus four?
Bro, no, they will have to play the Bucks second round.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
The Nets? Yeah. Or the Celtics? No, whoever wins.
Because we all believe we right.
hey, he showed his true colors right there. He like
it. No, okay, so the Celtics will have to play the Nets. The Celtics will play the Nets, and the Bucks are playing the Bulls. The win out of the Bucks and Bulls will have to play the win out of the Celtics and Nets.
What about Miami? Yeah. What the fuck? We just disappeared?
Toronto? Miami will play the win out of the Heat and the Hawks.
Miami is the Heat.
I mean, that's like Heat and the Hawks. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's
how we gonna play the win out of
us? Since you said the Hornets will win, it'll be against the Heat and the Hornets, which will be the Heat winning, of course, right?
Okay, yep, okay.
And then y'all will have to play the win out of the 76ers and Raptors.
How are you looking at this? Where are you looking at this at?
Yeah, okay. I see that. Yep, 76ers. Who you think going to win that?
Bro, they, man. I think
Toronto, bro. No good.
I think Toronto could win.
I think Toronto beat them.
Matisse Thybulle cannot play.
He can't play in Toronto. Yeah, you right. Yeah.
Man, I got the Sixers. I got the Sixers in seven. I think James Harden will show up.
Okay.
I think he'll show up. I really do.
And then it'll be he and 76ers then, if it goes like that.
I guess I got a Heat Celtics Eastern Conference Finals. Heat Celtics Eastern Conference Finals, man.
Bro, you seen the Celtics are beating the Bucks, bro?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Not easily. Not easily, though. Not easily, but you know, especially if Robert Williams play. Like, I'm sorry, like Robert Williams is a difference maker.
He's a guy. I'm telling. Hey, he made the difference. You don't know about that guy.
And the Bucks had, and I'm sorry, but like the Bucks didn't have like too many major injuries this year. Like if they were the clear cut best team in the conference, it would show.
Hey, no, they did have a lot of injuries. I ain't gonna lie.
A lot.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries, and people didn't notice because they were still playing good. I ain't gonna lie, they did.
All right,
Giannis was hurt for a little while, and then Drew was out for a little while, but Chris still played.
All right, so the last question I want to pose to you guys before we get out of here is who do y'all have in the finals, and who do you guys have winning it all?
I either have Suns or Bucks or Suns and Nets, bro.
Bro, hey, how you do that? Suns or Nets or did? Like, bro, pick one, bro. Who you truly believe in?
Oh, I got the Bucks winning the whole thing.
Oh, okay, Chuck.
Miami winning the whole thing. I wish I had the guarantee like Charles Barkley.
If the Suns and Bucks play, I really don't see the Suns beating the Bucks, man. They got no answer for that boy Giannis.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the Suns, there's a reason why you have the best record in the NBA. And I got the Suns winning it all this year. I got Chris Paul cracking through, going to get a ring, bro. I think they're going to figure it out. I hear you. They don't have an answer for
them. I mean, that'd be cool, Chris Paul. I wouldn't be mad if Chris Paul finally wins the one, you know?
And then we talk about how we feel about who wins and who don't, because I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't be mad if Giannis won another ring. Like, I would be satisfied with Giannis's career already if he won another ring. Oh, I'd be good, bro. Whatever you do, I don't care. I swear, you could retire right now. I wouldn't care. You can go play with LeBron. You can go play with KD.
He already said he's not leaving too. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, Milwaukee Dynasty. Whoa!
If Giannis wins another ring, does that solidify him as top three power forward?
That's his position.
Yes. Fuck the thing he plays.
Yeah, me too. But I guess they moved him.
He's a power forward.
I guess they moved him. I don't think that solidifies that top five. I don't know about no top five. No, yeah, I give him top five.
It's a lot of power forwards out there.
No, I give him top five because honestly, I've never seen anybody look like him that can do whatever that can do everything that he can do. Never. Even and I know I haven't been alive that long, but like for real, like
really that's scary, man.
But you think not to be like that, and I fuck with Tim Duncan. I really do, but like you think
He's a power forward.
Do you think Tim Duncan can stop Giannis?
Hell no.
I don't know, bro. Giannis.
No, he can.
Giannis, bro.
I don't know. Tim Duncan used to jump, bro.
Yeah, but Giannis jumps higher.
Well, Giannis used to be playing. Will Giannis be able to play in the era with MJ, Shaq, and all that?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
All that thinking he going to dunk on Shaq, though? Shaq didn't take that lightly. He had hard foul you before he can dunk, though. I mean. I'm here.
Bro, Giannis really do be dunking like straight off vert though on people's heads. That shit.
Nah, hell no, that shit don't be off vert. That boy be jumping from the free throw line. Some of them be off vert, y'all. Though. I ain't gonna lie, that boy, man, he different. That's like a creative player.
Bro, and then he plays hard every single game.
Y'all love y'all some Giannis.
Yeah, I do love some Giannis, bro.
But that was
we still gonna take him out, bro. We ain't getting
him out. But we gonna wrap it up right there because y'all ain't taking out nothing, man. You ain't taking out nothing but that.
We took him out the year before. Like y'all come on, bro. Like
y'all going to Cancun, bro. Like everybody.
4-1 the year before y'all just act like
they're going to Miami.
So that didn't happen, right?
They in Miami. That's why they're going to Cancun.
4-1 That didn't happen,
bro.
Cancun. Y'all going fishing in Cancun.
Second round, Cancun.
Who's y'all teams? y'all already there, right?
Bro, we waiting on you.
Nah, y'all ain't waiting on us. We gonna be parading somewhere.
Hell no. Hell no. All right, man, we out of here, man.
Hey, LeBron and the Russ gonna be watching from the couch.
They already watching. What you mean gonna be?
they was watching the last four games.
Hey, AD's gonna be watching.
To be honest,
all right, bro, we out of here. We out. We get bro.
From his wheelchair, bro.
LeBron might as well not even.
I will call y'all tomorrow.
Good night. Hey, AD's gonna be on the wheelchair, bro.